this. I forgot. This is who's...
That's fine.
Arms. Puff test. Sivan. Monday night. Chavis Halvavis Shir. We're learning Chavis Halvavis. Shach Cheshbon HaNefesh. And we started number 14. And we always have these long breaks. So we'll go back to 14. We'll go over it quickly, hopefully. Reish Nun Gimel, page Reish Nun Gimel, the last six lines, number 14, is that he should realize the human, the very human emotion that you end up feeling kindly, favorably, loving, liking someone who feels that way to you. Cheshbonu amnafsho beisa havosu natiyas nafsho v'shibud machshavto l'chol mi shemargish hu gam hu noikach b'yachasei love. Whoever you feel feels kindly towards you and favorably towards you, you reciprocate. There's a reciprocal emotion, usually normal people, there's a reciprocal emotion that you reciprocate. You feel, oh, I'm your friend, you're my friend, I'm your friend, you like me, I like you. And that's a pasuk in Mishlei, kamayim aponim laponim, which talks about if you look in the water and you're smiling, so the face in the water is smiling. Mekoshkein, v'hoya hodem o'avo nosach osar. You feel even more favorably towards the person if you feel, wow, he's so chashuv and still he cares about me and he thinks about me and he likes me, so you feel even more, you feel like you should reciprocate even more, because you almost feel like why should he even look at me and look. Because again, in hoysoi chachal adavar, that he actually did something for me. He bought me a house. He paid my way through college. So certainly, I go, whoa, like I really, the guy's my friend, my buddy. I really like him. Mischabarimo, umeitiv lo, and I return the favor. Vosi imo chesed, the local tzorech elov. No, I'm sorry, he's still describing the other person. That the other person is doing things for you and is close to you and does chesed with you, even though he doesn't make benefit out of it. I don't let anything stand in the way of my reciprocal ahava. I don't like cut back. If there's something I can do for him, I don't cut back because I may need it for myself. But I give wholeheartedly. You will even be Moisei Nefesh at times. Benafsha umomono ubonov kedei ligmolo. That is Mitziuti. That's the way the world works. That's why the best way to befriend someone, Chavis Halvavos says in other places, the best way to befriend someone is by your acting that way towards him. He will surely reciprocate, as it says in Mishlei. If you want to win someone over, treat them a certain way, and they will feel that they want to reciprocate. Do them a favor, it's even more powerful. If you do them a favor that it's clear that there's nothing in it for you, that's even more powerful. If you're in a position of prominence and you're close to a person and you do them a favor, like, whoa, that's... And Chazalovas actually therefore advises, he takes it very seriously, he believes in this very much, and therefore he advises you if you're having an issue with someone, not here, those that in Shar B'Tochen, I believe. Having an issue with someone, treat him in a certain way, and he will reciprocate. The emotion one who has those, and if we act that way, Lenivra Cholosh Kamonu, to someone that ultimately, who cares if he likes me or not? Who cares if I like him or not? What's the difference? We're both going to die very soon anyway. Cheerful thought. Pi Kama Mizer, certainly many fold that. Tzrichem Chayov Manu Lebarenu Yisala. Asher Hudiyanu Ashliach Olav Hashalom Bishmo Shuov Ezezum Aseinu. Hashem loves us. Hashem cares about us in a way beyond what he loves and cares about any Nivra. It's a very powerful lashon. Choshek Hashem bochem. Kimi avas Hashem etzchem. That's a very powerful. I mean, not that Hashem has any emotions, he doesn't, but he has something that's called ahava. Like, we don't know how to. If the pasuk calls it ahava, it's like always called the day l'sabaras ozen. So we could have some hergish of what Hashem. Of how Hashem relates to us. So we call it ahava, but it's not really an emotion of ahava. But who cares? So we don't know what it is, because Hashem is beyond our seichel, beyond what we're able to conceive of. But he relates to us, and we perceive that relationship, and if it would be a human being, we'd call it ahava. Just like we say Hashem is a rachum, Hashem is a chanun, Hashem is angry, Hashem loves us, Hashem is angry at us. All these things are not really true. But it's how we perceive Hashem, so we perceive him as being angry. We perceive him as loving us. We perceive him as having patience. We perceive him as being a rachum b'chanun. Okay, but then he brings down the psukim that talks about Hashem's love for us. V'amar kinar yisrael bo'ohavehu. Informing us of this, not only does he inform us of this, page Reish Nun Dalet, not only does he inform us of this, but we see it b'chush, we've experienced it. Hareinu, inu, the end of the first paragraph. Hareinu, inu, towards the end. Hareinu, inu, ikvos avos alonu, we see the ramifications of his love for us. Vashkachaso aleinu, melefonim of the doros. Shehu mekarvenu umodu deinu b'chol dar. Right, that's what we say. Hakadosh Baruch Hu maslehu miyadam. We say on the Haggadah. So we see Hashem's love for us and the fact that we survive. Ka'omro baf kamzos b'yosim b'yitzaydeyem loy ma'astim loy ga'altim v'omar ki avodim anachnu uv'avduseinu lo azovunu lo azovonu alokeinu. So certainly, if we would act towards Hashem as we act in this world towards people, which is a constant theme of the Chayvus HaLavdus, that we should do that. We should take, we can make a Kal V'Chaymer, we should look how people feel towards other people in different situations, and we should extrapolate from that and learn from that how to feel about Hashem. So here, in the Shach Cheshbon HaNefesh, in number 14, he's saying, so certainly if we become aware of how Hashem loves us and how much he did for us, so certainly like the next step is to want to reciprocate. And really this is the yisoid of the, one of the, probably the, you have to pick one, the yisoid of the whole Chayvus HaLavdus is that our avodas Hashem should be stemming from a sense of gratitude. Not even ava really. Gratitude is not even ava, but it's a hergish that you want to give back. He did for you so much, you want to give back. Now, there's certainly a mitzvah of avos Hashem too, of course. So, avos Hashem, the mitzvah. So, you could do the way the Chayvus HaLavdus says. You think about how much he gives you and how he loves us, etc., what all the psukim say, so you will find yourself reciprocating in kind if you really believe it. So how do you believe it? Because you go do Shara Bechina. And then you'll believe it because you'll feel how much Hashem. That's why it's in so Masudra Dika order. Okay. So that's how you. That's the Cheshbon HaNefesh of realizing that that's how your mind works. And therefore, direct it towards Hashem. Think about Hashem. And you will develop Avos Hashem. That's what he's looking at. That's what he's looking for. There's really another point I want to make, he says. another reality that's Mitziuti is Kimi Shahayarea La'avoseinu V'yadid L'kadmoneinu, someone who was very close with and helped out our grandfathers, our great-grandfathers, when they came to America, you say, oh, this guy helped them out. He gave him an apartment. He found him a job. B'chulu, chayovim onu lizker lozos. There's a special inyan. Why? Because you come from your parents. We come from our parents. We come from our ancestors. It's not some a matter of the pragmatism. How did we get here? It's a matter, it's transcendent. You are a product of the Doiris. So if the Doiris are here because of Chasdei Hashem, so that's also part of our emotions and feelings towards Hashem. That he was matzil, that he did. You have to talk about it. Don't be ashamed. That's why we're sitting there in the pasuk. So how could it be the Yimzol ain't have Shaino Botachas Olav? We don't have Bitochon. Below Somechas al Chasodov, below Misoreris la Vassal, the Kabbalos Mishmato. How could that be if we would only allow ourselves to react the way we react with other people? We would resolve the issue. We would have Avos Hashem, we would have Yiras Hashem. So that's why this is Cheshbon 14. To think about how this is so mitzvuti, then you think about, well, am I doing it? Am I also like problematic?